Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up.
Mariah Carey ruins another date.
Aww.
It's the Jubal Show.
Does she ruin dates?
Mariah Carey is always ruining dates, isn't she?
I didn't know.
Why?
I don't know if she is or not. I do know that Paige is on the phone for a first date follow-up. And from her email that she sent in, she's not getting a call back from a dude she really liked. And she thinks it's because of Mariah Carey.
Why is that?
We'll tell you in a second. I'll let Paige tell it. Paige, how long has it been since you went on your date? The guy's name is Hunter, right?
Right, it's Hunter. It was last Thursday.
You went out with this dude, Hunter, and since your date, how many times have you tried to get a hold of him?
Two or three. Okay. I haven't been really aggressive or anything. I'm trying to be chill.
And yeah. Just got nothing back.
Well, I texted him the day after, and I heard nothing. And then the next day, I sent like a cute meme and got an LOL.
Okay.
And I haven't heard anything else.
Oh.
I texted again, but nothing.
Let's explain why I said that Mariah Carey ruined your date. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, okay. So when we went out, he picked me up. Mm-hmm. And I am a huge Pop Princess fan. Like, I like all of those little bubblegum singers with the big lungs who make anthems, you know, like Britney and Beyonce and Whitney and Gaga. Just, they make you walk taller, you know? It's girly anthems.
Okay, right? Yeah, I know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I sat down and Mariah Carey came on. And when Mariah's on, you just have to sing along. It's in the rule book, right?
on a first date, though, like right away.
I didn't mean to. I was excited and the song came on and it just, I don't know, I sang along with it.
Wow.
I don't find anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
I just wouldn't be comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah. Like, it's just a bold move to 5 minutes into your date, be belting out Mariah Carey. Good for you.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm bold, I guess.
Yeah, good. No, good for you. I mean, that's awesome. You're comfortable enough to be like, hey, whatever, this is me. Sometimes it takes people years to be like, hey, I'm kind of weird sometimes. Right? In a relationship.
Maybe I should own that part and not be so comfortable because I went for the high notes and that's not happening. But I was excited and it was a great song. And, you know, so maybe that's it, that I can't sing.
What was his reaction? Because I think, honestly, me being just knowing myself, if it happened right away on a first date, I'd be like, that was kind of funny, right? Yeah. I would think it was funny. It wouldn't bother me. What was his reaction like? Because that would bother some people.
What I thought his was, too. I mean, he sort of laughed, and then he asked if I was a fan of Mariah's, and obviously, yes.
Yeah, honestly, that's a great icebreaker for the rest of the date, because now there's no boundaries, kind of,
right?
Whatever goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well let him know who you are up front, right?
Save
yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
You did that.
So, well, I mean, I really like him and I want to get a second chance. And so I thought maybe you guys could figure out what the problem was.
How did the date end?
Well, it ended just fine. But, you know, I don't know. I don't it's okay that he thinks I'm weird, but I don't want to be thought like I'm too weird, you know?
Right. The appropriate amount of weird.
Just enough.
Right. And
do you think that's what it is? You think that's what it is that you started singing right away on your date that is the reason he's not calling you back?
Yes. That's all I can think of. Everything else seemed fine.
Hmm. Okay. But if he laughed and seemed like he was having a good time, that to me, it doesn't seem like that could be the reason.
No.
I don't know what it could be.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll find out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
In the meantime, here's a song to sing along to. And we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow-up, and if you missed the first part, Paige is on the phone. And Paige, she considers herself to be on par with Mariah Carey when it comes to vocal abilities. Isn't that right, Paige?
No.
She likes Mariah Carey, though. Uh-huh. And Paige is comfortable enough to sing wherever she wants, which is cool. And she went on a date with a guy named Hunter, who she really likes. She's not getting a call back, though. It's been about 2 weeks, and she's tried texting him a few times, really got nothing. And he's ghosting her, obviously, and she wants to know why, because she thought they had a really fun time together. And the only reason that Paige can think of is the fact that 5 minutes into the date, when he picked her up, she started singing Mariah Carey and trying to hit the high notes, and Paige can't hit the high notes. You want to try right now, Paige?
No.
Please.
All right. So she thinks that maybe he thought that was weird. I don't know. And all of us agree that probably not if he laughed at it, because she also said that he laughed at it, but we'll try to find out why she's getting ghosted right now. All right, Paige, I'm going to dial Hunter's phone number. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Hunter, please?
Yeah, this is Hunter. Who's this?
My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And mine is Alex from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And mine is English Evan from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And this is a radio show, and it's called
The Jubal Show.
And your name is Hunter, and we'd like to talk to you.
Okay. So why are you guys calling me?
We got an email about you from somebody that listens to our show. So this is a good phone call.
Do you know who it is?
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of people probably.
Oh. Right. And he's got confidence. Hunter, we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you ghost them, they can email us to get you on the phone and go, hey, Hunter, why'd you ghost that person?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, my name's Hunter and this is why. And then we find out the information. And that's what happened.
Did I ghost somebody? I don't think I...
Yes, you did. You ghosted somebody named Paige.
Oh, Paige.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Why aren't you calling her back?
I don't know if I want to get into any of that on the radio, but...
Well, would you? Could you? Just for us, please? Also, Paige wants to know. She just is curious why you blew her off and why you're ghosting her. Because she thought you guys really had a connection.
I mean, yeah. I liked her. You know, she was cool. Seemed like she had great energy. She was pretty fun loving and all that. But like, you know, there's just sometimes there's a deal breaker that comes up and, you know.
Okay. What was that deal breaker?
She was chewing gum and it just kind of bugged me.
That's it?
Really?
It was that she was smacking it. She chewed it she would put it in front of, you ever seen like a Valley Girl in an 80s movie? Like she like put it in her front teeth and like stretched it out.
What?
So she like, she's a loud gum chewer, and then she plays with her gum as well.
Yeah, like the receptionist from Ghostbusters.
Oh no.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
The thing that really was disgusting was like getting her hands in there and stretching it around. Like,
yeah, that's gross.
She would put it around her finger or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, all up in it, like all around the finger, stretching it out, popping it back in, smacking it around, blowing a bubble. Like, I was just like, you're ridiculous with this. I don't even know how you have that gum in your mouth.
It just bothered you that she wouldn't keep her hands off her gum.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it's kind of unsanitary level of involvement with the gum. It was just like, you know, hey, you know, you touch a door handle, you touch your mouth, you touch the gum. It's just not.
I do want to be honest with you about something, Hunter.
Oh, what's up?
I want to let you know that Paige is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. And she heard this whole thing.
So she she's on right now. All right.
Yes, she is.
Hi. Hello. You there?
Hi, Hunter.
Oh, look at the lovebirds.
Hi.
Wow.
A little awkward.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You wanted to talk to me on the radio. That's weird.
Well, I don't think she wanted to talk to you on the radio. Like, I think just on the phone, but you wouldn't call her back, so she had to do it this way. I didn't really have too much mm-hmm. about she wanted it this way. She would have probably rather had it another way.
This is true.
Right.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't even realize I was doing that. I didn't. You should have said it bugs you, and I would have. I'm sorry.
All right. You don't have to apologize. That's how you do your thing. But, you know, I'm a clean person. I'm very clean. And, you know, you touch a door handle. I've seen guys in the bathroom, you know, walk out without washing their hands. And, you know, you don't know what's on that door handle. So, like, you're just, like, going for it with your gum. It's like, this is, you need to watch that. You know what I mean?
I wash my hands, and I don't know what you're, I mean, dude, it's just gum. This is what it is.
You do whatever you want to do. I mean, you don't. After you sanitize your hands, you don't have like that flavor on your gum. That's gross.
Dude, are you saying I'm like not a clean person? What is this you're saying? I don't.
I'm not. I mean, I'm not saying it, but
I'm saying.
I wash my hands. I am a clean person. Look. I shower twice a day. What is up with this?
A guy goes to the bathroom, touches a door handle. You touch the door handle, put it in your mouth. You got like 10 guys.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting. And why in this scenario am I touching the men's bathroom door? I mean, that's just stupid.
All right, you go to the bathroom. You don't wash your hands. You touch the doorknob. Boom, tampon fingers right in the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Like, tampon fingers. Oh, wow.
That's
a
hilarious.
That's where
name.
My mind goes when you're going in there with your gum. I'm like,
there's something wrong with your head
factory.
Then. This is your problem, not mine.
Oh, really? Okay. But yeah, it's my problem that you're dirty. Cool.
Oh my God, I
don't know if I need to ask this question, but I like that. I'm gonna ask it anyway. Hey Hunter, would you like to go on another date with Paige? We will pay for it.
How about no?
I think that was coming.
Yeah,
really?
I'm good. Enjoy your fingers.
Okay. I will. And you enjoy your hand.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.